Maybe. How was I? Okay, today's daf is not for those who are laid back, daf lamed dalet, but we'll, because we are something of a lag we have today, we should start on lamed gimel lamed beis, because we left off right after the discussion about the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to what the basis is of making the hefsek between the hadlakat shnei nerot and the hadlakat chamesh nerot. Either it was a derabbanan lahargish kol ha'azara kula, in which case there was no need necessarily to have an avoda in between, or according to Rabbi Yochanan, it was baboker baboker, which means that the Torah is mechalakit into two separate acts that are related to a different boker, which must mean there's a reference point in the middle that changes the boker. There has to be something done in the middle to which we can make reference to, and we say, make it earlier than that. So according to him, there would need to be an aveda between the two. Now, Rav Ashi today, rather Ravina today, attacks the assumption that we made yesterday of Abaya, that we have a right to play around with the additional baboker baboker of the Shnei Gzireit. Remember, that was Abaya's whole very interesting approach. He said it, we can utilize in im eno inyan, because we ended up not using the baboker baboker of the Shnei Gzireit, it seemed to be magdim. So what's it there for? Take it as an im eno inyan, take one of them and put it onto the tumit so that we get two babokers. Take the other one and put it on the behitivot and erot, and we get three babokers, which tell us that we have a right to be makdim the hatavat chamesh nerot to even the mechaper, which is the tumit. Right? That's you, where we were at. The question, however, the Ravina asks today is attacking the underlying assumption that baboker baboker is extra. Omer le Ravina le Ravashi. Hai baboker baboker de itzim. We're about a third of the way up from the bottom. That additional baboker baboker, is it indeed mimiyater? Is it extra? Vami boy le legufe, don't we need it to tell me its own halacha, namely, de koma rachmon and de kadmo le marachash niashok toret, that we ought to bring, and maybe we made a mistake, we ought to bring the shnei gzirei itzim before we make the Ma'arach HaShniyah Shok Torah, not the way that you had it, because after all, it says Baboker, Baboker, on the Shnei Gzirei Etzim, whereas when it comes to the other Inyanim over here of the Behetivot Anirot, and the, we don't have the same Kedima. Says the Gemara, on the contrary, what, did you forget our Drasha? Yesterday, we said that we darshened it, lav miukimna aleha veloa chaverta, we darshened bedavka, that you can't be makdimit before the ketoret. Because why else did the Torah say aleha to exclude something else? To put aleha, aleha, which aleha? There's only one thing on the Mizbeach, unless there are two things on the Mizbeach, right? Which means that there's got to be, at the time that I'm bringing the Shnei Gzireitzin, there's got to be an option. If there was no Ma'arachah Shniyah Shok Torah, there was no option. So we know that the Shniyah Shok Torah, on the contrary, had to be there before I bring the Shnei Gzirei Tzim, and there'd be no point in telling me, make sure you put it on the Ma'arachah Gdolah. That's all that there is. And therefore, it clearly is meant to be used the way Abaye said to use it yesterday. We do not use the Koyach of the Baboker Baboker to be Makdim at all. Michlal, Dihitele Chaverate, which is the way we darshed it yesterday. Now, you've explained to me the Machlokas Reish Lakish of Rabbi Yochanan as to why we do the Hatavat HaNerot in two parts, but you have not explained Maishno David Hatavat Chamesh Nerot Bereisha. Why do you start by doing five? Why don't we do first two, Navid Hatavat Shtei Nerot Bereisha, be Mafsik with whatever it is we're Mafsik, according to the Rabbanan or Abasho Kishitatam, and then go back and do five. Well, then that's not a problem. Once we're doing the mitzvah, certainly we have this inyan never to be ma'acher the mitzvah. Except that the Torah says we have no choice, we have to be mafsik. Okay, but do as much as you can, you know, so do five. Well, I mean, if that's the issue, do six. You have seven nerot. So maybe split it by doing six and one. Why five and two? So if that's the case, asks the Gemara, so then Vanavik sheet, let's do six. That too is not a problem, because remember, the Pusik never addresses lighting a ner. It always addresses lighting nerot. Ve'hetivo et ha-nerot yaktirena. Ve'en nerot p'chotot b'shtayim. Since we use a Lashon Rabin, we have no choice but to always do a minimal hatava of two. Okay, now back to the Seder HaMa'aroch HaLibda Bashol. Now you said, hatavat shtei nerot kodemet laktoret. Again, this is all Abashol's approach. Not that we use the ktoret the way the Rabbanan had, we had the ktoret in between the hatavat chamesh nerot and the shtei nerot. But now, how did Abashol learn the fact that first we have the haktarat hanerot in total, including even the shtei nerot, before we do the ktoret? That's simple. We saw that before, actually. The Yomar Kra, first behetivot hanerot, and then v'hodar yaktirena. First do the hatava, then do the haktarat haktoret. The next thing you said in the Seder Ma'aracha was that the ktoret comes before the evarim of the tamid. So the dam hatamid, indeed, we used to be mafsik between the five and the two hatava. But the evarim we put after later. Why is that? The Tanya. Yugdam davar sheneemar bo baboker baboker. Since the Torah uses the Lashon baboker baboker ba'ativo et hanerot, so it tells us that it should be a double boker. And the Tamid, on the other hand, it only says et hakeves echad taseh baboker, which is only one baboker. Now, I know you're going to ask me, but I thought Abaye said yesterday we should take one of the bokers of the Shnei Gzirei Tzim and put it onto the Tamid. But that was the Dam Tamid. Wasn't the Evarim of the Tamid. And so, Mimela, when it comes to the Evarim, we're stuck with a single baboker. The klal is that we should be makdim, something that has baboker, baboker, to something that it only says one boker. The next thing in the Seder HaMa'aroch was that the Evarim come prior to the Mincha of the Korban. The Tanya Minayin Shelo Yehei Davar Kodem L'Tamid Shel Shach. How do we know that we cannot put on something on the Ma'aracha before we put on the Evarim of the Tamid Shel Shach? Talmud Lomar, therefore, says the Torah about the Eish Al Mizbeach to Kadva, and then the Bir Ole HaKohen Etzim Baboka Baboka, which is Shnei Gzire Etzim. And then it says, Ve'arach Alea Ha'ola. What do you mean Ha'ola? Ve'arach Alea Ola, or Ve'arach Alea. We're talking, we're in the middle of the discussion over here on the Tamid. Why mention again Ola? What else are we talking about if not Ola? Ve'omar Rava, the famous Rava's Drasha, the use of the Hey Hayidiyah, Ha'ola, is to tell me, it never occurs elsewhere with the word he, and probably the he is a mistaken girsa. Ha'ola, ola shona. What it refers to is that this ola is the very first thing, either, there's two ways of learning this, either Tesis brings up chat, remember there's Mandi Omar who says that the first ola ever brought was the ola tatamit. But that would be going according to the Mandi Omar who says that the ola that they brought on Har Sinai, which says that they were makriv olot, that was the Olat Tamid. That was the beginning of the Seder of the Olat Tamid at Har Sinai. But others that learned that the Olat, there was the equivalent of an Olat Re'iyah, because they were in the presence of the Shekhinah. So then the meaning over here would be Olat, that is to say, make this Olat the very first thing that you put on always. The first Olat mentioned is the thing to be put on first. What's the first Olat mentioned in the Parshat HaTamid is the Olah the Tamid Shel Shachar. So therefore, we should put that on first. If you're going to tell me that we should do the Ktoret first, that means that we're utilizing now the Ma'aracha for something other than the Evrei HaTamid first. And that would run against the Drosh of Olah Rishonah. Now, the Mincha of the Korban comes before the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. That's because the Torah says Ola u'mincha. So it says, Lakriv Yisher LaHashem Ola u'mincha Zevach u'nesachim. We're going to dash in that pasuk. So Ola u'mincha means bring an Ola, and then immediately after, bring the Mincha. And why the Chavitim coming before the Nesachim? Because you're assuming that Ola u'mincha means the Ola and its Mincha. But the fact is, it doesn't say it's mincha. It says olam mincha. Is the chavitim not also part of the Seder Hayom of Tamid? It says the same thing by a Kohen Gadol. He has to bring a chavitin as a mincha. And it says to bring a tamid, baboker. So fine. So it means shum mincha. Anything that has the name mincha needs to be brought, if it's part of the tamid, needs to be brought immediately after the ola without putting something else in between. Therefore we do ola, meaning the Ebrei ola, mincha, chavitim, and then the chavitim come before the nisachim, and now the nisachim come before the musafim. That's because it says also in that same pasuk, zevach nisachim dvar yom biyomo. Zevach nisachim means a zevach together with all of its nesach. That means we need to have the id, it's mincha, it's yayin, and then we can go on and do other things. The musafim come before the bezichin. Obviously this is only nogea on Shabbat, but when do we indeed bring the bezichim, which were the bezichei levonah that were on the shulchan, which we bring once a week when we take the new bread, put the new bread on, take the old bread off, bring the bezichim, which are the equivalent of the komets of a normal mincha, we bring that in order to be matir the lechem now, be'achila, but at what point in the day do we bring it? So it says here we bring it after the Korban Musaf. But asks the Gemara of HaTanya, is there not a brayta that says bezichin kodmin lemusafim? That actually we should bring the bezichin after we bring the olat haboker. So how do you explain that? I explain it by saying it's a machlokas, tanoi. On Rabbaye, accepting that it's a machlokas, I'd like to suggest that it's a mistavra. Makes more sense to go according to the Mandi Omar, which is in the brayta, against the Seder Ma'arocha, because it's Musafim Kodmin Lebezichim. The reason, like my Seder Ma'arocha, to say Musafim Kodmin Lebezichim, why would be that be true? Because of a pasuk. The word chukah appears in two places here in the Seder. By the Chavitim it says Chok Olam Lashem Kalil Toktor, and by the Bezichim it says that Mishe Hashem Chok Olam. So that means that we're comparing the two. If we compare the two, then that means, did I jump? I'm sorry. You darshaned earlier that we should be maktim something that says baboker baboker to something which only says baboker. So the Torah, therefore, you said should come before we go ahead and we do the just the Evorim. So then here too, Hachinani Bayom Bayom is Lacher. It makes sense over here to say that the difference between Boker and Yom is obviously that Boker is early in the day, and Yom, the more you stress you want it Bayom, the more it means in the bright day, when the day has already gotten along. So the fact that the Torah repeats unaccountably, Bayom HaShabbat, Bayom HaShabbat, just like that, Biyom HaShabbat, Biyom HaShabbat, Yar Chedon Lefnei Hashem. Why are you repeating that? To tell me, make it later in the day. So you make it later in the day, then we should have, in fact, the Musaf come first. What indeed is the time of my time at the Band Yomar Bezichin Kodmin the Musafim? What is the Sfarah to say otherwise, and that we should bring the Bezichin first? That would be because we learn out a hekish of Chukah Chukah from the Chavitim. Just like the Chavitim, we know, have to go together with the Mincha of the Korban before we bring the Musafim. So too, we would have to do the same for the Bezichim, because the Torah is comparing them with the word Chukah. But wait, if you're going to tell me that, then why not go all the way? Imi Hatam Gamar, Ligma Kula Milta Mi Hatam. So why don't we go all the way and say they should come before the Nesachim as well? I mean, how do you compromise? You're telling me, I understand that it would be logical to say that they're bayom bayom and therefore should come later. But nonetheless, the Torah said, do it together with the Chavitim. News, if you do it together with the Chavitim, they should come even before the Nesachim. But you're telling me they come after the Nesachim, but before the Musafim. Well, where do you get that from? Make up your mind. I mean, either it's that way or this way. Ah, no, for that, Lahachiahani bayom bayom lacher. The Tana of the Bright also agrees that, of course, bayom bayom is not meaningless. What is it there for? It must be that it's telling me a halacha about when to bring למוספים. אז ביום השבת, בזיחים. אז ביום השבת, ביום השבת. On the other hand, it tells me chuka chuka, put it with the chavitim. So therefore, I say like this: if you tell me I have to bring it before the musaf, that I understand, like the chavitim. But to tell me that now let's follow the rule of the chavitim, no, because the chavitim it says baboker, and over here it says bayom bayom. Therefore, I know. I have no choice but to do it before the Musafim, because I need to view it as part of the Tamid Shel Shachar, so to speak, an extended element of that Boker. But on the other hand, I need to put it off as late as possible before the Musafim. Therefore, I do it after the Musafim, because of the fact that it says Baboker, Baboker. So what the Chukah achieves is takes the Bezichin, which otherwise are completely unplaced in terms of the relationship to the Korbanot that are being brought on the day. I have absolutely no way of knowing. Until this minute, I didn't have a clue that the Bezichim were in some way related to the order in which things are brought on the Mizbeach. Because this whole parasha of Lechem Apanim occurs completely on its own, outside of the Seder of the Avodot, of the Tamid, and so on. It's a din in the Shulchan. It's a Torah, but Torah says the Kohen is supposed to bring Lechem ala Shulchan every Shabbos, and so on and so forth. What does that have to do with the Tamidim and the Musafim? First time I notice that it has to do with it is when it's compared to the Chavitim. So now I know that what it's saying is, look, the Chavitim also have nothing to do with the Korban HaSayon, correct? Nonetheless, the Torah relates the Chavitim to the Korban Tamid by using the word Tamid. The Chok that appears by Chavitim and that appears by the Bezichim tell you that the same thing is true of the Lechem Aponim. So now I have a complete change of my understanding. The Lechem Aponim is not something that just hovers over Shabbat somewhere. The Lechem Aponim is part of the Avod of the Boker of Shabbos. So now the question is, but the Avodat HaBoker includes also the Nesachim. So where do I place it vis-a-vis the Nesachim? Ah, that I also know. Because that night it says Baboker, Baboker, to make sure that I don't do it earlier. So it must be that it comes after the Nesachim. Uh-oh. Bum, 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 bum. You know, Ari, I think for the occasion, a little message to people struggling at home, waiting desperately for your presence, knowing that there's only a 7-minute delay between here and there. Come on, give us a word of encouragement.
Well, the interesting thing is, because of quantum physics and certain factors, I'll be listening to this message when I get back.
I see. All right. Faster than a speeding light.
Chavitin is a personal thing of the Tangot.
Yes.
And yet it gets between Zadok and Asaf.
Right. Yeah. Because, of course, the Kohen Gadol, remember, is not a person in that sense. The Kohen Gadol is part of the Beis HaMikdash in certain ways. It's part of the Etzem HaVeid of the Mishkan. All right. So at last we finished the Seder HaMa'arocha, the Rabbi quotes us, Mishmei D'Gemara, Alibada Abashol. That's quite a mouthful there. Now getting back to our Mishnah, because boy, the Mishnah sure made it sound simple. The Mishnah just said the Ktorat Shel Shachar Haitah Kriva Bein Dam Le'Evorim. Okay, it's simple enough, except for one minor problem. It makes it so simple it doesn't work out according to any of the Shitot that we've examined above. Who's the Mishnah going according to? The Ktorat Shel Shachar is being brought between the Dam and the Evorim. I mean, nobody holds that. The Rabbanan, if it's the Rabbanan, it should have said Bein Dam LeNeirot. I mean, the Mishnah is just conveniently ignoring the Atavata Neirot completely. And if it's the Abashol, then what should it have said? That the Ktoret Haita Kreva Bein HaNeirot LeVarim. That was the whole point that he was making. We do the Dam HaTamid between the two Atavot, then we do the Ktoret, and then we do the Evarim, right? So I understand. The Mishnah is like nobody that we've seen until now says the Gemara, that's not a problem. I mean, look, what's the Mishnah really trying to say? The Mishnah is not trying to give us the details of the Seder HaYom, obviously. The Mishnah is trying to place the relationship of the Ktoret to the animal. Not the Ktoret in terms of its placement of everything that's done in the Mishkan. So what's your problem? It's perfectly logical to say that the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan, And nonetheless, besidra lokamire, it isn't coming to tell me over the details of the Seder and the precise placement. It's just that we were talking about the Tamid and the Dhamma Tamid and the Evriya Tamid. So now we want to know, and how does the Ketoret fit in? Because after all, we noted already that there's a strange relationship on the Mizbeach HaChitzon between the two Ma'arachot, even though one is going to be burned on the Mizbeach HaZahav. That has to change your focus. Because, I mean, the truth is, so did the V'arach Aleha, you know? So the change in focus is to recognize that the Mizbeach HaZahav is not a parallel type of Aveda that's done bifnim, while other things are being done bachutz. They're very interrelated. And I need to take the calls that are coming from a particular ma'arocha that is prepared before I do the Evrei HaTamid in order to go ahead and to bring the Ketoret on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Okay, so that means that there's a special relationship between Ketoret and Tamid. So all the Mishnah is doing is referring to that relationship. It doesn't come now to place precisely where the Ketoret is during the day. And therefore, forget about the Machlokas HaBashon HaRabbanan. It's reasonable to say the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan. Why not say, why say Dafka according to the Rabbanan? Rashi says according to the Rabbanan just because, I mean, it's Nechale. I mean, we'd like to have it work out according to the Rabbanan, so yeah, say it's going according to the Rabbanan. Tosfos says, I mean, isn't it easier to say, you could say it works out according to either? Say, Ibai Tema Abashol, Ibai Tema Rabbanan, and Besidra Lokamayri. So Tosfos says the reason we want to avoid it is because earlier we saw that the Mishnah wasn't working out according to Abishol, because there it said, Nichves Lahakter Ketoret Lehitiv Nenirot. So we had a problem with making the Mishnah. We had to dray around and say maybe it's referring to two Nerot instead of five Nerot, which didn't work out well according to Abishol. So therefore we said, the Olam Rabbonim means it continues along the Seder that we had earlier. V'shel ben Arbaim, the next thing the Mishnah says, is that the Ketoret shel ben Arbaim hatakreva ben Evarim l'nesachim. It's interesting. Abaye Seder HaMa'arocha managed to leave out that whole complication. What do we do about the second half of the day? But the Mishnah says that the Ketoret ben Arbaim was brought between the Evarim and the Nesachim, and not between the Dam and the Evarim. How do we know that? We know what I mean, right? Omar Rabbi Yochanan de Omar Krab, Kiminchat haboker uchenisko ta'ase. So when it's talking about over here, takeves hasheni ta'ase bin harbayim. Now we're talking about the korban tamid that's brought after all the avodas are finished. There it says kiminchat haboker uchenisko ta'ase. So it's comparing the keves bin harbayim to the minchat haboker. So that tells us, just like the minchat haboker, what's the relationship of the mincha to the Ketoret? The mincha of the boker is brought after the Ketoret. Ketoret kodemet l'nesachim. So we have mincha, Ketoret, and yayin. So afkan, Ketoret kodemet l'nesachim. It must be telling us the same thing. Hold on a second. If it's telling us the same thing, why don't we put it in the same place? So then why don't we just say, in the same way that in the morning the Ketoret is kodemet l'evarim, you said kiminchat haboker. So if the Ketoret in the morning comes before the Evarim, why doesn't the Ketoret in the afternoon come before the Evarim? You didn't hear what I'm saying. I'm saying the Pasuk is specifically comparing a very strange comparison. You're taking a keves and you're comparing it to a mincha. Is that normal? You should say kiminchat, you want to say kiminchat haboker, you should say ke'evrei haboker. But the keves hasheinita said, Ke'evrei haboker. I mean, why all of a sudden compare a keves to a mincha? So is the point over here is that what you're really trying to say is, make certain that you only compare in terms of the mincha element, relating the Ketoret to the mincha. Do not compare the relationship of the Ketoret to the Evarim, which is why that in the morning, Enachinami, it would be the Ketoret Evarim, but over here, the Ketoret does not condemn it levorim. It's condemned to dafka to the nesachim. So miktiv ke'evrei haboker kiminchat haboker. Dafka kiminchat haboker velo ke'evrei haboker. So therefore we do not compare the relationship of Ketoret to evorim in the evening. Tanu rabbanan. V'nisko revi'it hahin. It's very interesting. V'nisko is a lashon yachid. We're talking about two kvasim. Now, it isn't clear which kevas we're talking about. We open up the story of the Tamid by saying that you're supposed to bring shnei kvasim. Et hakevas echad ta'aseh b'boker, v'et hakevas hasheni ta'aseh b'ein ha'arbayim. Then we go through the story of the mincha. And then this is this way. V'nisko revi tahin la'keves echad. Now, the question is, it's unreasonable to say that one of the kvasim has a minchat nesachim and the other one doesn't. Because, I mean, the nesachim are given as a mitzvah on all of the korbanos. So why did the Torah sort of isolate it as a loshon yachid? The Gemara is making the assumption that the reason for that is to teach me that one of them is the primary and the second one is the secondary. The nafkamina would be, let's say, I only have access to one mincha. Which one would I bring? Would I bring a mincha on the kevas shel boker, or would I bring the mincha on the kevas shel bein arbayim? With whatever other elements may be involved in such a determination of primary and secondary. So the Tanakhama says, V'nisko revi'itahin is a reference to the second keves. Why? Because this is a continuation of the opening pasuk that says that the keves echata seba boker, but the keves hashenita seben arbayim, u'minchato, and then it goes on to v'nisko revi'itahin. So what's the last thing? The last aforementioned keves is the keves hashenita seben arbayim. So that means that the keves hashenita seben arbayim v'nisko, that the primary mincha is meant to be brought bein arbayim, and yelamed shel shacharit mishel arvit. In normal circumstances, when you have access to bringing a mincha both times, then of course bring the same korban mincha for shacharis that you brought bein arbayim. Whereas Rebbe says, on the contrary, the main one actually is the shacharit one. And what you should say is rather yilmad arvit mishel shacharit. So the primary keves with a mincha is the first one, shel shacharit, and only secondarily will we learn out the chiyav on the tamid shel arvit from shacharit. Now, the rabbonim make a great deal of sense. Maybe shleim el rabbonim hay betamid shel bein arbayim ktiv. I mean, we've been talking about et hakeves hasheni yaaseh bein arbayim. So I understand that v'nisko is a reference to it. But what is Rebbe's logic? You know, the Rebbe, my time, Omar Rabba Barula, Rebbe's logic is brilliant. Why does the Torah say, La Keves Echad? There's only one Keves that was called Echad. Eta Keves Echad, Taseh B'Boker. So, you tell me, La Keves Echad, you're telling me which of the aforementioned Kvasim is the antecedent to which we're referring over here. Ezeu Keves Shenemar Bo Echad. Avi Omer, Zetamin Shel Shachar. The other one was called the Keves Hasheni. We think we're going to start calling now the Keves Hasheni the Keves Echad? No way. So therefore it means that the primary one is the first mentioned Keves. Rabbonat say, ah, come on, that's not what Echad means. Over here, my Echad. I mean, Echad over here, Keves Echad, doesn't mean the first. It means the Miyuchad, the singular, the best, the brightest, the beautiful. You know. A few good men. I'm an sheep. So that keves echad is supposed to come from your very highest quality. Rebbe says, I understand. All of a sudden now we're starting to talk about the very highest quality. We've got a whole pasuk about that. It says, Beferish, Mifchar Nidarecha. Mifchar Nidarecha means the Torah is saying, see to it when you bring a neder, it's from the best that you've got. So why do I need to mention it over here again? And the Rabbanan says, I'll tell you very simply why. Chad b'chova v'chad b'ninava. When you're talking about mifchar nedarecha, that's not a reference to things that the Torah told you you have to bring. It's a reference to the things that you want to bring. A neder. You bring a neder. Now, v'tzrichei, there's no comparison between the two. Because I could argue both positions. If you tell me one and not the other, I'll give you a reason why it's the one. If you would tell me the echad, that occurs over here by the Torah, I would have said, okay, when the Torah is giving you a commandment, then don't start sitting here being stingy about it. Do what you got to do. On the other hand, You want to donate something? Look, it's very kind of you to donate. So, you know, you want to donate something less? Beggars can't be choosy. I mean, give us what you want. On the other hand, if it would have said Nidarecha, I would have said, ah, the Torah is saying, look, buddy, if you're going to bring something, make it the right thing. You don't make it the right thing, don't bother. Mashen came, when I give you a tzivo, you got to be yotzei the tzivo. Nafkamina, it's good, it's bad. It's okay, that's the important thing. It meets the requirements because it's a tzivo. So either way I can look at it and say, maybe it means dafka here, therefore I need one pasuk of Mivcha Nidarecha to tell me to select the very best for a gift. By the way, we have the same thing by a tfilas nedava. A tfilas nedava, we say, if you can't do it right, don't do it. You can't make a tfilas nedava nowadays because we don't believe you're going to do it correctly. Mashiach, when it comes to a normal tefillah, we say, you know what, it's a chiyuv, what the heck, you might as well do it, try your best. But like this, you're going to make a tefillah sedava, and then your mind's going to wander. This is called a tefillah sedava, don't bother. It's a very similar kind of idea to the lima that we would have had by karbonis, which of course is the mocker for tefillah, or vice versa. Imahayako in gadol zecheno istis. And next thing we said in the Mishnah, if the kohen gadol is old, or he's very delicate, so then we warm the mikveh for him by warming water before Shabbos and making it tepid so he doesn't have to suffer. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda has a different idea. He says, look, the heat storage capacity of water is low. So what you really want to do is you want to heat metal. You have large ashashiot, ingots of metal. Heat them before Shabbat. Then put them into the mikvah, before Yom Kippur, put them into the mikvah on Yom Kippur, and then you've got yourself a warm mikvah. So, ashashiot shel barzel ayu b'chamim me'erev Yom HaKippurim, umatilim l'toch hatzonin, k'dei shetafik tzedatam. That way, you're going to take away the real extreme cold in the water. On Yom Kippur, before he goes in. As the Gemara v'alo mitzarev, is that not tziruf? You're taking a red hot metal and you're putting it into an ice cold mikveh, and that's going to be mitzvah, that tempers it. So that itself now should be an iser. It's no different than bishul. And bishul is the utilization of heat. It's also tikkun. So there's a number of different elements that it would be. And how do you, I mean, I understand you could pour the water, because what you do is you don't heat it to the point where it's yatzel, let us vote. There's no problem. But how about the problem of the tzir of matechet? So by Omer Rabibi says, look, we'll have to say shalo yel et tziruf. That by the time it's the morning of Yom HaKippurim, the temperature is low enough that it is no longer useful for tempering the metal. Nonetheless, it's still a heck of a lot better than just the heat of water that you would have stored, because obviously you have both. There's two values here. First of all, you have a greater mass to be able to hold the temperature. You're able to heat it to a much higher temperature originally, whereas the water would have just turned to steam. So therefore, it makes a lot more sense to use Ashashiot Shel Barzel. But by the time the morning comes around, it's already cool enough not to be Magia Lidei Tziruf. Abaya says, what's the difference? Afil tema shigil et tziruf, even if it is the right temperature, davar sheino mitkaven mutar. It's a davar sheino mitkaven, and therefore there's not a problem. So you could throw it into the mikvah, that's not your purpose.
Situation.
Wait a minute. As the Gemara mil mar Abaya hafi, did Abaya indeed say that a davar sheino mitkaven is mutar? V'yatanya b'sar arlato, afilu b'makom shehisham b'heret yikot divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Now, we learned in Shabbos that the chiyuv is to do a brit milah, even if that involves cutting off a b'heret. The Torah says it's osur, yishamer b'nega tzarat, so it's a lav d'oraita, to cut off a nega tzarat. A foreskin that has a nega on it, nonetheless, should be cut off as part of the chiyuv of milah. So it means that you would be over on that iser, v'avinam ba. So we ask, why do we need a pasuk? Kro lomali, what's the need for the pasuk if, after all, I mean, this is not what I'm, if it just said the mitzvah of meal, I would have said, this is dovash enemiskaveh, What I'm interested in is simply doing a mila. The fact that there happens to be a baharet there is not my intent to cutting off the baharet, and therefore I don't understand why I need a pasuk. If I need a pasuk, it seems to be telling me that the davar she'eino miskafin is also d'oraisa. And Abaye said over there, he answered it, that he said that the pasuk is there, obviously, Rabbi Yehuda, davar she'eino miskafin asur. So, I understand. I mean, if Abaye says that's what I need a pasuk, obviously that's what he holds. So he must hold that a davar she'eino miskafin is asur, and therefore over here, I don't understand your answer. You're telling me Abaye said that it's okay to put it in, even if it's at the temperature of Tziruf, because it's Dovr Shem Miskavin, and yet he himself seems to pass it back to Rabbi Yehuda, as Dovr Shem Miskavin is also. Says the Gemara, Hane Mila B'chol HaTorah Kula, that's talking about where you're dealing with an Issur D'oraisa. Of course, Ketzitzat Baharat is an Issur D'oraisa, Yishomer B'nega HaTzarat. However, when you're talking about over here, in the din of tziruf is not a diorite, even if you would have been mechaving for this tziruf. Och a tziruf derabananu. This is Rashi's girsa. And what would be the reasoning to say tziruf is derabanan? Because the main din of tziruf would be in where you have a kli that you're being mitzarev, not where you have an ashashit, because the ashashit is not going to be used for it. Raw metal that's not, has not been formed into anything. It's just heat retentive. There's absolutely no value to its tziruf, and therefore what you're doing is not really an act of tziruf at all. It's just not what it said, don't even take any metal, don't put any metal into ice cold, don't plunge it into water suddenly. Okay, that's an isidra abonin. An isidra abonin, that's also dover she'eino mitkaven, on that we don't have a problem. Now, we have to recognize that the Gemara over here seems to be ignoring completely the issue of psikresha. There's no way to cut off an orla that has a baharat on it without cutting off the baharat. So that means that it really shouldn't have to do with a davar she'eino miskavin. And lemaisa, at the end of this sugya in Shabbos, that's what Abaye ends up saying. The end of the sugya is that this whole discussion is moot. Because lemaisa, the case of the baharat, is a psik resha, and therefore would be usher even on libet Rabbi Shimon. We don't have to say it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what we're talking about over here is we're utilizing the beginning of a sugya without going to the end of the sugya. Nonetheless, there may be serious nafkaminas la'alacha, because, I mean, do we say that when it's a psik resha, it then becomes an issur d'oraita, according to Rabbi Shimon, or where it's a psik resha, it would be an issur d'rabbanan? So there are implications for that in this sugya, particularly because there's another girsa. The other girsa, which Rashi is doch here, the other girsa is Ein Shvut B'Migdash. So then it would simply be, since we're dealing with a tziruf that is drabona, not because he's enemies kavim letzarev, but because tziruf b'chlal is a drabona, we're not going to the drabona in the Migdash where it's something that's needed for the Kohen. Now lemaisa, the reason that we have a very tiny amud tomorrow is because this is a rather complicated sugya, and today's Tosus takes up the entire daf tomorrow in space. It's not Nogeya the Sugya of tomorrow's Sugya. So, as you can see, it's a bit beyond our Daf Yomi discussion in Yuma, necessarily, to get into the din of the levels of Sikresha, whether it would be D'oraisa, Rabbanan, Ali B'Rabbi Yehuda, Ali B'Rabbi Shimon. Suffice it to say that there are a number of different approaches over here as to, A, understanding the nature of Tziruf and seeing whether it would indeed apply over here. B, if it would apply, is it indeed a psik resha that it would be tziruf? And C, if indeed it is a psik resha that it would be tziruf, is that itself an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbanan because of psik resha? Okay. Those are the conceptions that we'd have to deal with over here. But since it's be'ikar, a Shabbat sugya, not a Yuma sugya, we'll leave it for there. But suffice it to remember that there's a very interesting input from this sugya to there.
What about the issue of
you want to get into the sugya mila and baharis? Okay, again, this whole part of the Gemara. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam, Baruch Shem Kol Nidhei Min Haro.
When we go back to the heating the mikvah, tziruf is like done. You put it in the cold water.
Mm-hmm.
And makes it more roid.
It makes it harder. It tempers it. It aligns the molecules in a way that they become less, they're less breakable.
It's not just that aim is counted. It's not a K-lead. It's just a thing. You're not doing anything. I mean,
Because it's an Asher sheet.
Yeah,
exactly. That's how many we showed him learn.
Yeah.
That's why here it's not really possible to talk about a tzir of derisa. What's the point of aligning molecules? It's something that's just raw metal anyway.
Yeah, but that raw metal is never really part of things more appropriate than it would be.
But then, not true. It has to be tempered
in its shape.
Yeah.
Havi'u
lebeta parva. The next thing that we did after the Kohen Gadol now has finished doing his Avodas Hayom, he finished with the Tummy, the Chavitim, the Keteris, the Hatovah, and so on and so forth. And now, as we know, the Beit HaParva was Bakodesh Haita, and you remember it was not clear how it got to be Bakodesh, since it was on the Gag, and the Gagot Lonet Kadash. And we had all the different approaches. Before Tosfos says the Gag of the Beit HaParva was level with the Azara. The Lishka was built lower, but its Gag was on the floor level. But there are other approaches as well. Uba Kodesh Haita, again, Pasus Sadin Shabots Beinolo Bein Ha'am, and this is where we had the mimer that we first started, the distance to remind him that Avedis Hayom Bebots. So there, in order to be Matzniya, the Kohen Gadol, he shouldn't be changing his begadim in front of everybody, we put up a little curtain, we held a curtain up. And then he went, was Makadesh Yodav Raglav, Upashat. Now that clearly is saying, not like Rabbi Meir, right? He first does the Kiddush Yodav Raglayim, while he's dressed, removes the clothing that he had, which were the Shmona Begadim in this case. Rabbi Meir says, no, wait a minute. First he removed his Begadim, and then he's Makadesh Yodav Raglav, and we remember that this was the machlokas that we focused on so much earlier. So the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, even the first Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, before the Tefillah, is, according to Rabbi Meir, focused on the Levisha and not on the Pshita. That's how we ended up understanding Rabbi Meir from the Braita earlier, the Talmidim of Rav Papa, if you recall. So according to Rabbi Meir, you first take off the Big Day Zohar, do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and then Yored V'Toval, Alav and Istapeg. Again, we never miss out on that drying off. And that's why we began to suspect that it must be part of what he needs to do. He came up with a number of pshatim, according to the Achronim. Why do you need to be Mistapeg? Either because it would be a chatzitza, or because it would keep the level of the clothing above the skin, and therefore wouldn't be in contact with the skin, or because perhaps it would be nene from the water of Rechitz on Yom HaKippurim when that wasn't necessary. A lot of different pshatim. Others learn it would be malak like the begadim. But a normal thing you don't have to say. So we have to paskin that in the Mishnah every time we talk about his tefillah. And the Rambam has to paskin la halacha v'nistapeg to tell me a story. And he would be a la v'nistapeg. And gamken, he shook his head to get the water out of his hair. And if his beard was long, you know, he went up and down. Well, no gear. You're telling it to me for a reason. Means this is part of what he needs to do. Heviu lo big day lavan. They then brought him his big day lavan. Lavash, he put them on, and again was Makadesh out of Araglav. This everybody was invited to. But the second Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim comes after Levisha. The only one who didn't agree to that was the way Reb Chista was learning Rebbe. That the rachatz that comes between Pashat, rachatz lavash, would mean that the two Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims would be samuch to the tefillah, and not neither while you were dressed, nor prior and subsequent to your being dressed. No. No such thing. It's only where there are begadim that we worry about it. That's what raises our suspicions that something's going on. B'shacha, hayalavesh plusin shoshnema sarmona. Now, in the morning, he used to wear very expensive clothing, which were worth shnema sarmona. Plusin is the name of seems to be the name of Ra'am Seis. The Targum Ra'am Seis of Yitzrayim as plusin. Sorry? So this was a place where they had very, very expensive linen. They would import the linen, so it means plusing linen. And this was worth Shnei Masarmanas. That's like paying $120,000 for a suit. This was a heck of a white suit. And Ben Arbaim, now Ben Arbaim, they were worth a little bit less. Then you would use Indian linen, and that was only worth Shmona Meot Zuz. It's a sort of, you know, a cheapo, $80,000 suit, you know. So that's eight mana, in other words, instead of the only Yom Kippur for one time use. That Hindu is Kush. That's Hindu Kush. And Rashi always does that. Because that was in Hindu, was Hindu Kush at the time. That was the other Shita, that Hodev and Kush are right next to each other. It's Hindu Kush. Well, now, it used to be that was the whole region. So, we'll see, we learned this out of a pasuk. The pashtus of the Mishnah is that it's talking about the entirety of the Big Day Kuna. This was the value of the Big Day Kuna. But the way the Rambam has it, he connects this to the sugya of the whole competition in dress between the Kohanim and Gedolim, we'll see later on. And he says this is a reference to the Ketonet particularly. In addition to the standard Arba Begadim issued, it was an extremely valuable Ketonet that he would use. And that's all that we're talking about. That we'll see later on in the sugya. So here the Chachom, this is Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chachomim say, no, but B'Shachar was worth Shmona Sarmana. Don't be so cheap, Rabbi Meir. Ben Arbaim was Shnei Masarmana. How Koshlo Shimana, altogether 30 mana. The Gemara is going to say, I know how to add myself. What was the point of that? And tells us that you have a right, as long as you have that budget of 30 mana, you have a right to actually slide it a bit between the Boker and the Erev. Now, of course, this is not the maximal value. This was the public part of the funding for the Begadim. Elo Michel Tzibur, now of course if he needs to get a higher quality suit because he's such a Chashev HaKohen Gadol, Im Ratzalo Osif Mosif Mishalo. Anything beyond that, he can pay for himself. Okay. Now let's do our review. Omale Ravina Luravash. Hi, Baboka Baboka de Mimi Ater, Ami Boyle Laguf, the Omar Achmona Nikadmo, Lamar Akashnia Shaktoret. Omale, what's the matter with you? Velamiu Kimna Alea Velo Kaverta, Michladika Kaverta. So we're not marketing it, on the contrary. Maishna David Atavat Hamesh Nerod Beresha. Why don't you first do Atavat Shtei Nerod? Because Kimna Daatrabo Ovid Ruba. So if you were telling me that's the sfar, why not do six? Because the extra boker of the Shnei Gzireitzim was referring not to the Evorim, but to the Dam. Evorim lemincha detanya minayin shelo yeh davar kodem letamid shel shachar tamud lomar veorach alea haola veomar rova haola ola rishona mincha lechavitin, it says in the pasuk ola mincha chavitin lenesachin, it says mincha, that means shum mincha, nesachin lemusafim, it says zevach venesachin musafim lebezichim. Hey, wait a minute. That's machlokes tanoi. Omer Abaya, I like my approach. Because look, mistabra kamandi omer musafim kodmin levizichin. Because, I mean, lav mi amrit, baboker, baboker, is lahagdim. So by the same token, you have to say bayom, bayom would be lacher. And my time in a mandi omer bezichin kodmin le musafim. That is gomar chuka chuka michavitim. So then if that's the case, why not go all the way and say that it's before the Nesachim too? No. Okay, bayom bayom lacher. Ketoret shel shachar, says the Mishnah, itakreva bein dam le'evarim. Now that doesn't work out. Money. If it's Rabban, it should say bein dam le'nerod. If it's Abashol, it should say bein nerod le'evarim. It's every day. Leolam Rabbanani, Ubesidra Lokamare. Yeah, that was actually nice. I've heard of concerts that have actually been stopped, but I don't know. Says the Gemara, actually, Le'olam, to work out the Rabbana, the Sidra Lokamayri, Shabin Arbaim Maitakreva, Ben Evorim and Esachim, Inan, Emiliam, Rav Yochanan, Yamakro, Kimin Chataboker, Kunisko, Taaseh. Ma min chataboke ketoret kedemet lenesachim, afkan ketoret kedemet lenesachim. Im halahalan ketoret is also kedemet leivorim. Let's say afkan ketoret kedemet leivorim. Excuse me, miktiv kevrei aboker, ki min chataboke, ki min chataboker, velo kevrei aboker. Ton rabona, min iskor viyit ahin, yilamet shal shacharit mishal arvit. Says Rabbi, no. Yilamet arvit mishal shacharit. Now, bishle mil rabonan, the reason that I assume I betamit shobein arbaim k'tiv is because it's coming off of the last keves, the keves hasheni, el rebbe, my timer. Omer rabba barula, because it says that keves echad. Ezeo keves shilem rabo echad. Aviyam ze tamit shashachar. Rabbonan, my echad miyuchad shibedro. And rebbe says, I know that from mifchad nederecha nafka. Rabbonan, I need to. Chad bechova, chad benava. Vavinam bakra lamali vamra baya lurabiyuda dumber dover shen miskavin asur. As you want to be the bakalatar kula, well, how come Sirof is only drabonan? Have you all the beta parval bakodeshaita? Pirsus adin shobot spin on the vinaam? Kidesha davaragla vopashat. Rabbi Meiram, no, pashat, and then kidesha davaragla. Yorad vetavala lavinistapeg. Have you all the big day lavan lavash kidesha davaragla? Veshachra yalavesh plusim shoshema samona ben arba'im hinduim shoshmona meotzuz the Rabbi Meir vechachamim omrim veshachra yalavesh shoshmona samona uben arba'im shoshema samona hakol shloshimona and also that's only mishal tzibur im ratzel osif mishal olam.